You're listening to SBS News.
Doing a grocery run for someone who can't. That's the premise of the Melbourne Helping Hands Network. Volunteers Jean Chi and Mark Ma are doing two deliveries to people who have just arrived back in Australia.
I thought this is just one of those initiatives that I can do something for. Especially with this coronavirus situation, which is kind of new for some people. It's not totally new for me because I went through SARS in China, years ago. So I thought if we all, if people are self-quarantining, if they're doing, their bits for communities, maybe we can support them in doing so.
The network was formed ad hoc through Chinese social media app WeChat. Once members prove they have just arrived back in the country, they can request the service and be paired with volunteers nearby. Suri Chen has just returned from China and received some groceries. She tells SBS News she's grateful for the help.
It's just wonderful. And with this food, pretty sure I can go through this hard time.
Michael Guo is a co-founder of the group and says the volunteer base has grown a lot since it began in January.
During that situation, everyone in great need of, help from the neighborhood, and we just reach our hands to them, and they really, really helpful. They really grateful for what we have done. And so far, we have more than 250 volunteers, and we have already delivered more than 1,300 deliveries so far.
While the group was initially focused on helping the Chinese community, they now hope to assist people from all walks of life, recognising that needs have changed. As all overseas arrivals now have to self-isolate for 14 days, the group has produced electronic brochures in various languages with details on how people can get help.
Another thing that has really touched me is most of them say, when I finish my 14-day quarantine, I will join you guys. And we have had a lot of them join us, actually.
In unprecedented times, small acts of kindness go a very long way. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.